always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Reports. Iran's supreme leader is vowing Israel will pay heavily after its warplanes hit more than 100 military sites inside Iran, as well as the nation's nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
The Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear holocaust perpetrated by the Iranian regime.
CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
This is not a one-off kind of a strike. This is going to come in waves with Israel attacking Iran. And certainly Iran is going to be launching ballistic missiles and drones toward Israel.
Israel says it notified the White House before the attack. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
So far, it appears Israel's air defenses, thanks in part to American-provided equipment, they're able to repel any retaliation, responding to what Israel did overnight.
President Trump says, quote, Iran must make a deal before there's nothing left. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter, Maya, has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposal for education funding yesterday. This is one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans won't compromise and fund education, childcare, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day. The hearing finally began last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night. We'll have more on their proposal later today. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers completed their 3-day minicamp, linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way. And watch film, see where I can get better, and be ready to go for game 4.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener. But pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. Welcome back. It is 8:06 now on this Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th of June, 2025. Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor is standing by. We'll talk about her campaign for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court coming up in just a bit. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be along for that as well. Mike Clemens will give us an update on all kinds of sports heading into the weekend. But let's get all of it started first with an updated forecast from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and that river of rain that is just going to keep pouring over us throughout the course of the, well, foreseeable future, I guess, Brittany.
Yeah, it sure will, unfortunately. At least the next 24 hours, probably through a good chunk of this weekend, especially up north, Northwoods. We're getting hit right now from Eau Claire to Wausau to Rhinelander. A lot of the places seeing anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half of rainfall already. We've got another inch or two left to go. So we are in a marginal risk for excessive rainfall, which of course could create some flooding as we go into the weekend. It is cloudy for much of the state up north. Some spots of sunshine still hanging on far southwest. And we are going to be looking at that rain just soaking north of I-29 throughout most of the day into tomorrow. It starts to wind down a little bit on Sunday, but we do have another round that wants to push through once again late at night. Some showers and thunderstorms. But in terms of temperatures today, we'll hit the mid-50s far north, mid-70s far south. Tomorrow, as that spotty rain lingers, especially far northeast, we are looking at highs in the 60s there, 80 degrees far south. And then Sunday, a lot of the state stays dry until late at night. We're looking at 70s out there. So a decent weekend, but a lot of rain splashed in there, unfortunately.
Yeah. So get the mower out next week. Be prepared. Yeah. You might have two-a-days coming up the way things are going to grow there. On Facebook from Greg in Waukesha, good morning to Parker. Parker, because I am totally blind, what color shirt are you wearing today? This, of course, would have something to do with his very pink shirt yesterday. Is that a Madison Mallard's shirt by chance?
This is a Madison Mallard's shirt. So this is like a hunter green shirt for you there, Greg. And right. The logo is an alternate identity of the Muskellards. It is a muskie combined with a mallard. And
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, and there are different versions of it for like different players. And I, of course, went with the bench warmer. Who's kicking his feet up, having some bubble gum.
Well, you know, it's no ho dag, but it'll do. It'll get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's hysterical.
Well, now we know. Thank you, Brittany. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. It is 8:09 right now. And let's see. I had one note on the text line from our last segment. We were talking about ABC's Terry Moran and parting ways after a Trump remark from Steve in Milwaukee. Thank you, Pat, for talking about the Terry Moran story. Too much pressure is being put on these news outlets by the orange. No, I shouldn't say that word on the radio. We already have too much sane washing as it is. So thank you, Steve, for the comment on there. Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us just ahead of Judge Chris Taylor. How are you today, Dr. Lierley?
You know, living the dream.
getting set for the Dr. Kristen Lierley show on tomorrow.
Yes, I talked with Pete Schwab. I thought maybe we needed a little oasis of entertainment in the midst of all of the craziness. Uh-huh. So Pete and I just chat about entertainment and his career and how a kid from Marinette, Wisconsin could make it in the big time and keep doing it, keep uplifting people with entertainment and music and love.
That's great. And then you, of course, like my wife, are OBGYNs. And so you both get daily newsletters from the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
This was a shocker, Pat.
Thank you for sharing the headline in today's daily newsletter. You want to read that headline to us, please?
Yes. New mothers experience significant loss of uninterrupted sleep through week 13 postpartum, study finds.
Study finds. That's the latest from the medical journal, duh. Stay tuned for their sun rises in the east. But yeah, I suppose that checks out. Let's bring in Judge Chris Taylor herself with can also testify to the lack of sleep that comes with parenthood. Chris, yes. Judge Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. I would say it extends to year 18. Maybe.
Amen, sister. Yes.
says Dr. Lierley with her four boys. Rob from Tigerton putting on YouTube. Kristen has a really great radio show.
Thanks, Rob.
That's why we gave her one here. And I asked Kristen if she wouldn't mind sharing her block with Judge Taylor, and you were quick to say yes because of the importance of this Supreme Court race next year and the thing that ties you both, and that is that support for, you know, women's health care rights.
Mm-hmm. Right, we go Kristen? Way back. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Judge, let's start there. Judge Chris Taylor served in the Assembly. I was serving in the State Senate. She's had a lot of work before and since then. She's also got a dog, unless Kristen's got one in the hotel over there.
That's a Ollie. Yes.
I quickly add, we are extremely pet friendly on that. We encourage pets during interviews. So with that, Judge Taylor, let's turn it over to you to talk just very briefly about why you made the decision. You could have stayed cozy there on that state court of appeals. Why run for a spot on the state Supreme Court next year?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. This is one of my favorite things to do, talk to you all and hear from people all over our state. But I am running, look, I've had a 30-year legal career as a private practitioner. I was the law and policy director for Planned Parenthood, went on to the state legislature, and now I've been a judge for the last 5 years. And my passion, my commitment throughout my career has been to protecting people's constitutional rights and making sure that they have access to justice. Courts have to be a place where Wisconsinites can count on their rights and freedoms being protected, being respected. And that has been my commitment throughout my entire career. It's critical that courts remain fair and independent. And the independence of the judiciary, I think, has really come into play as we've seen attacks on judges. And so that's why I'm running. And I'm running against somebody who really has spent her time and her legal career not protecting rights, but taking rights away. And I think that is the antithesis of what courts do. This is Justice Rebecca Bradley, who I'm running against. She's really spent her career and certainly her time on the Wisconsin Supreme Court pursuing a very extreme right-wing agenda to hear cases that could gut our election. She's voted to hear the Trump lawsuit back to overturn the 2020 election. Certainly is very hostile to respecting women's constitutional rights and their rights to make their own personal private healthcare decisions. And also has been very much antagonistic towards fair maps and letting voters pick their elected representatives instead of the other way around.
I would add that I've said many a time that it feels like her entire career, not just since her first appointment to the bench by Scott Walker, but dating well back before then, has felt like an ongoing audition, you know, for a show on Fox News or one of these other places. Her record is extremely well documented. So is yours, the work that you've done. And what I've noticed, what I'm already noticing in this race, just like the last couple of races, is that yeah, you have a record of employment or other actions that you've done, but it is, talk about the importance of being upfront with your values as much as it is about your particular experience.
Well, look, this is, voters are placing an extraordinary amount of trust in the people that they elect to our highest court, which is just going to become more and more important as I think we see things unfold at the federal level. But my values, are upfront and on display. And my passion, my values are about making sure the people of the state of Wisconsin are treated fairly and with respect and have access to the judiciary, that their rights are respected, not taken away, and that they have a chance to get fairness in an impartial, independent way. You know, my values are reflected in the things that I worked on when I was in the legislature, from protecting access to abortion and reproductive health care to making sure our water was safe, addressing lead poisoning in children, which we had a real problem with when I was in the legislature and persist to this day, and also making sure that workers are treated fairly and get an actual slice of the pie that they make and not just crumbs. So those are my values. I think they're reflective of Wisconsin values, and I am very proud of the things I've worked on. I'm not shying away from them. Of course, as a judge, I'm not a policymaker. I interpret the law, I apply the law, but my eye is always towards justice. That is the point of having a judiciary.
You're not a policymaker now, but you have been in the past, and that, I think, separates you from the last two Supreme Court now justices, Janet Protasiewicz and Susan Crawford, who don't have a history of having participated in the legislature. How will that affect your campaign and the way that you rule from the bench?
Well, look, I think that being a legislator makes me a better judge, and it has made me a better judge. And one reason why is because I saw so directly as a legislator how the law impacts people's lives. I had constituents coming to my office talking to me on a daily basis about laws they wanted to see, things they needed. I had victims of sexual assault come to me and tell me, I need to be able to protect my address from my abuser. So I worked on a bipartisan bill called the Safe at Home Bill, which allowed victims of domestic violence and sexual assault to not disclose their addresses so their abusers couldn't find them. So I understand, in my experience being a legislator, really underscored the law is about people. People have to be the center of what we do in the judiciary. It's not about making sure the big money special interests have their way, which is what we saw the attempt of a billionaire to buy the last Supreme Court seat. It's not about that. This is about ordinary, everyday Wisconsinites making sure our courts are there to protect them, to listen to them, and to give justice to them. So being a legislator has made me a better judge, no doubt about that.
I've got under a minute here to before the break here. So let me ask just the very brief biographical info that people might want to know about you, your family, your education, any background like that.
Sure. Well, I've lived in Wisconsin my entire adult life. My family has very strong roots to Wisconsin going back to the 1850s. But I came back to Wisconsin for law school almost 35 years ago, and have really been influenced in my life by my grandmother, who was left to really support three kids on her own, had to go back to work, couldn't survive until she got a union job and made a fair wage, and sent my mom and her two brothers to college, and they all became teachers. So I've been very much impacted. She also was a woman of deep faith, and she taught me that your life is about doing good for people. That's why you're put on this earth. And she exemplified that. Every Sunday after church, she would go visit her friends who were in nursing homes, knitting blankets for the hospital, sometimes, dragging my sister and I with her. We weren't as enthusiastic about that. But those values have just, they just center me. It's who I am.
Judge Chris Taylor is a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court that we're visiting here on these mornings powered by Up North News. A local update is next for some of you. Others will stick around here. And then after the break and in about 15 minutes, Mike Clemens will be along with a weekend sports preview from the heart of America's Up North, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Big thank you to them. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio, we have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Silver Foxes, the great, the wonderful, the legend, Linda Garsky.
Hi, James.
Is that how you wrote it, Linda? No.
That's not how I wrote it.
Linda would never do that. Journalism is very important to me, and honesty is very important to me. This is the Scorsese to my De Niro. This is one of my favorite people in the world and one of my easily favorite person to be directed by. So there's not going to be any journalistic integrity with this interview. We're just going to have some fun. We're going to talk about Silver Foxes in local theater. And first off, Linda, how you been?
I have been just fine.
Good. I appreciate you being here in the time, not only with, putting up with me, but taking time out of your day and being a part of Silver Foxes, being a part of other things at the theater. We appreciate that. If you don't mind, we always like to use this as an opportunity to recruit, to let other people know out there that they could be a part of Silver Foxes. What is it to be a Silver Fox, Linda?
Oh, the Silver Foxes are such fun. This is a group of between 10 and 20 at any different time. People all over the age of 60. Everybody's retired. They enjoy being on stage. They enjoy acting. But the difference is you have no memorization. You're allowed to carry your script along with you on stage. It makes it a lot easier and a lot more relaxing. And it doesn't involve as much rehearsal time, which is nice, too. But everybody in this group is so much fun, and they're all young at heart, every one of them.
I apologize. I thought I had this off the top of my head, and now I can't think of it. How long has Silver Foxes been around? It's been around a while.
I am thinking it's at least 10 years. Show, it was brought to us by Joan Joseph, who has performed with us a number of times over the years, and she just thought it would be nice to get a senior group together, and she started it up. She's passed, and we miss her, but it's really grown into a fun group, and they do some darn good work, too.
I'm just thinking that in the whole time this has been around, I've only heard such positive, wonderful things about it. And that's not too surprising considering local theater. You usually get a lot of that kind of feedback. But you mentioned the scripts on stage, and it might be a little bit different than some people are used to taking in place. And I've never heard anything about that. I've never heard anybody say anything about the scripts or any of this stuff. People just love these shows, love seeing these shows. And I think that there's also, you know, especially for longtime residents, oftentimes you see people in Silver Foxes that were in plays on the main stage and that. And getting to see them again, sometimes even in a more different light. It's really fun for the audience, for the community in that regard as well.
Exactly. A lot of us have come up through the WRCT ranks, and you just get to a certain age where you just maybe don't want to spend as much time as it, and don't want to have to memorize. I tell you, that's kind of a blessing sometimes to be able to walk on there with your little cheat book. And really, nobody's ever really commented on the fact that we do that, but everybody comes in and they do their own costumes, and they bring their wonderful personalities on stage with them, and it's a hoot.
And we have a, you know, we certainly have a healthy senior population in this area, and we've got a lot of resources for them, but I don't think you could ever have enough.
No.
And one thing that I think that, you know, I talk about this a lot with the ADRC when they join us, and about the isolation and loneliness that can exist, especially for our senior population and in rural areas. You know, you might notice there's a couple of check marks there for our area here. I would put this as number two, as far as recommendations of if you want to get out of the house, you want something to do, here you go. This is it. The time commitment is not that heavy, is not that much. You really get a lot of what you put into it, which is, you know, fun and exciting. And I don't know if you haven't done this before, we can really hit on this enough about the not needing to memorize.
Yes.
It's such a confidence builder and I don't have to worry about that. That's off my shoulders right away.
Exactly.
So you get to really focus on having fun, building your character, working with your actors and all that. It's very freeing. So I would say, especially if you've never done theater before, this is perfect for you.
It is. We have people that never had done theater before and came on here, and they're just blossoming now, and it's so cute to watch everybody. And there's some pretty good talent. There's some that I would put in a main stage show too. They got that talent level.
I think of a good friend of ours that we both met. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to do with Silver Foxes, but Al Ross. And I loved working with Al. I had so much fun doing Rainmaker with him and everything. And it was his first show. And Al had just recently retired from the mill and never even thought about acting. And he does this, and he's great. And like, I move out of the area, and I'm keeping an eye. I'm going to the website and checking out the shows and stuff because I love you guys, and I like keeping up with stuff. And I see Al is doing a one-man solo show where he's just doing a one-man solo show. Like the guy that I was working with and trying to explain being on the stage with and stuff. And here he is. He not only took the ball and ran with it, but he was great at it. Mm-hmm. I heard nothing but good. I still hear good things about that
show. Al Ross, if you're listening, we can always use more guys at the Silver Foxes.
I hope he doesn't mind me using him as an example, but I think he's such a great example of this, of you never know what, you just give something a shot. And if you don't like it, cool, you don't have to do it again. That's fine. You can tell people you gave it a chance. That's something to brag about.
Something I tried on my bucket list.
Yeah, but if you do it and you love it, man, get used to coming down. You're gonna be coming down for these all the time, whether it's to take in the show or be a part of them. If you want to be a part of Silver Foxes or learn more about it, we'll give you information a little bit later about how to do that. Again, a big thank you to the whole team and everybody that does this. Now, Linda, you and I have known each other for a very long time. I think there are a few people that know me better than you. That being said, I don't think you even know this about me. I am a gigantic Goldie Hawn fan. A huge Goldie Hawn fan. I love Goldie Hawn. I grew up on her movies. I'm a big fan, but I do remember as a kid watching reruns of Laugh-In', and that's one of the first places I remember seeing her as a young woman. I knew Goldie Hawn from like Wildcats and, yes. and you know the army movie. Darn it, I can't think of it now.
Private Benjamin.
Yes, Private Benjamin and stuff like that. It might be my favorite of hers. So that was her I knew. I go back, I watched Laugh-In', and I did again just for the heck of it this weekend for the interview coming up, and I was blown away. I thought I knew all the great bits and all the great actors and people that got their start on that show. It's amazing to go back and look and like just see all the young faces, all the people that got a break from that one.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man has been arrested in Nacoosa in connection to the April death of Sarah Wilkinson. On Monday, Nacoosa police arrested 53-year-old Paul J. Hardwick. Hardwick has been booked into the Wood County Jail on charges of first-degree reckless homicide and possession with intent to deliver cocaine and THC, among other charges. On April 1st, Nacoosa police responded to a call for an unresponsive female. They found 41-year-old Sarah M. Wilkinson. First responders attempted to save her life, but Wilkinson could not be revived. A search warrant found illicit drugs in the home where Wilkinson was found. The primary cause of her death is believed to be from ingesting drugs she obtained from Hardwick. Hardwick is being held on a $25,000 cash bond. His initial appearance is scheduled for June 16th at 1:30 p.m. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief in support of California's lawsuit to block President Donald Trump from federalizing and deploying the National Guard. The coalition argues that President Trump's memo federalizing the National Guard gives him unlimited authority to deploy the Guard of any state for a period of 60 days. They claim the action is unlawful and could prevent states from deploying their National Guards in response to natural disasters and assisting in drug enforcement operations. Property owners in the area may see Davies Tree Service crews working to trim tree limbs close to power lines. Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission says these professional tree trimmers are performing a critical task to help prevent power outages during high winds or storms. This dangerous job should only be handled by trained professionals, so don't attempt it yourself. Watch for the orange workers ahead sign and orange traffic cones surrounding the Davy Tree Service equipment and crews as you travel in the area. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mike Clemens is standing by. All kinds of Wisconsin sports to get to in just a second, but first I have to subject Parker and Dr. Lyerly here to my love of playoff hockey. So there we are in the Stanley Cup Finals. It was game four, and Florida was up 3-0 in Florida after the first period. And, of course, Pat went to bed because Pat's got to get up early. So here's what happened since then. Edmonton came all the way back, tied it, then went ahead 4-3. Then with 20 seconds left, Florida ties the game 4-4. The crowd goes wild in Miami. We go off to overtime. Edmonton scores in overtime, wins the game 5-4. The series is tied 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Edmonton. There will be a Game 6 Tuesday in Florida. If necessary, Game 7 will be next Friday in Edmonton. And Parker and Kristen don't look nearly as excited as I do in telling you about that.
I saw it. I stayed up for it.
I'm in the Hockey Central.
That's true. You are. You're up on the range.
I am. So. I can almost see the back of your hair growing as you're talking about the story.
I have good flow. I understand. All right. Having got that out of the way, let's get more Wisconsin-centric here and bring Mike Clemens into the mix. Mike, how are you?
Very good, Dr. Lyerly. I really enjoy, I've heard your show several times on the weekends. Great information, particularly changes that's going on with some of the federal cuts and all that, and how that affects you physicians and all that. It's really good information. So how is everybody?
Well, that's Kristen's a lot better now.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Mike, the range of emotions. I'm watching Florida go down 3-0. I'm watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce cheering for Florida in the crowd, which was kind of depressing. And meanwhile, on my TV or on my phone rather, I'm watching the baseball game, and I'm getting so excited about this new pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old. He's pitching up to 102 miles an hour. He's pitching no hits in the first, second, third, fourth, 5 innings of no-hit ball.
A no-hitter
into the sixth inning, and he rolls his ankle, has some cramps, leaves, and it was all I could do not to cry.
It was so brutal.
But you're here to tell us it doesn't seem to be serious.
Now, you and Pat Murphy both, you know, just like this girl, it's like, why can't we have nothing nice here? Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old, he threw on 103 miles an hour, the fastest since they've been keeping that particular kind of stat, the way they measure it. He had 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour last night, Pat.
That's over amazing.
14.
Amazing. Mowing these guys down, comfortable, 6'7". And he kind of looks like a giraffe out there in the mound. And you're right. So they send him back out there in the sixth. He's got a no-hitter going. Family's up there in the stands. And the right foot comes forward and goes, wobbles, like, oh, what the hell was that? And he said, I cramps. You know, he dehydrated, maybe nerves, you know, who knows, in the calf and also in the quad. And, you know, the trainer came running out there right away because that just didn't look right. And Murph said, you know, sit him down. It's fine. Hey, we got 5 innings out of him. Way to go, kid. You know, go in there. And they went on to win 6-0 last night. Beat the Cardinals. Cardinals are in second place behind the Cubs. Brewers in third in their division right now. And, you know, afterwards, a kid who's, you know, 23 going on 30. Very, very mature. Talked to reporters, said, yeah, it's just some crabs. You know, should be okay. So they've got that. But, again, can't have nothing nice because Aaron Civale, who had recently come back from injury, but they picked up, you know, as a veteran for the rotation about a year ago, when Murph informs him, okay, hey, listen, we're going to move you to the bullpen now. He's like, no, you're not. No, I'm not a bullpen guy. Never have been. Not going to be. Calls his agent. And then, you know, he stand up. He talked to reporters before last night's game and said, I know this is going to look disingenuous or like I'm, you know, an antagonist or something. But and my wife and I have enjoyed our year here in Milwaukee. I'm not a bullpen guy. I'm not going to the bullpen, and I've called my agent, and whether I'm a starter here or somewhere else, but, you know, we're asking for a trade. So They got that drama going on. In the meantime, the next game of this four-game Cardinals-Brewers series is tonight, 7:10 at AmFam Field.
That's right, 6:35 the pregame on several civic media stations. The NBA Finals continue in Indianapolis. How surprised are you that the Pacers are up 2-1 over Oklahoma City?
I don't know, because of the way they mowed down the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Knicks, you know?
Yeah.
And the kid from Wisconsin, Tyrese Halliburton, out of Oshkosh North High School, led his high school team to the state championship in Wisconsin. I think it was back in 2018, and they won. You know, average numbers, like the other night, he had 22 points. I think it was 10 assists and 9 rebounds. He just turns it on in the last 5 minutes and just closes the deal on these games to take Indy, and taking advantage of playing in Indianapolis these games, they're going up 2-1 over the OKC Thunder. The Thunder, by the way, they've never won it. Did you realize it's already been since 2008, since the Supersonics moved to
I still think of them as Seattle's team, yeah. But it's been that long already.
I remember the Supersonics did win an NBA title in 79, mm-hmm. and then a couple of years later, I got my start. As a matter of fact, a guy that went to my high school, Bill Hanslick, got into the NBA, and I got in the locker room to see him. And so they were a really good franchise back then. He played in the NBA for 15 years. But, yeah, you know, listen, the Pacers are playing through. And you know what? At the end of the day, Pat, when you're in these championships, it's coaching. It's Rick Carlisle. You know, the way he's rotating these guys, it's coaching.
It is, and the kid Tyrese Halliburton, he sounded real humble in the clips I heard this week. He knows to step up in the moment. He gave great credit to his coach at Oshkosh North, and so this guy's been seen as kind of a villain for some. A lot of Bucks fans didn't like something about him, but I tell you, listening to him, you know, you can understand why a lot of folks around Oshkosh are rooting for the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, and Indiana's just going nuts. I mean, because they could actually win their first NBA title like that, you know, in the Hoosier State. Yeah, crazy. So he's 25 years old, point guard, and he could be the next rock star of the NBA.
What did the Wisconsin Badgers allegedly do here for their first NCAA fine for recruiting violations in a long time?
Yeah, this broke yesterday afternoon. I think McIntosh, the athletic director, you know, released this to certain sources. You know, we're in this NIL era in college sports where there's like no rules. It's like the wild, wild west. They're making it up as they go. They're paying millions of dollars now to college athletes. Apparently, the NCAA has fined the Wisconsin Badgers football team. And, man, this is another strike against Luke Fickell for violating recruiting violations. This happened 2 years ago in 2023. Apparently what happened is that the Badgers football program started making their calls to prospective players before the start date. You know, there's rules is when you start making those contacts to the high school kids. And they called, they made over 100 calls. They were probably all logged. But, it, you know, later an investigation showed that. So the Badgers have been fined. I don't know if the figure's actually been disclosed. They're under some probation. And that since that rule has been changed, but whatever, like I say, it's another strike during the Luke Fickell era.
Yeah, I mean, again, no pressure, but if the team underperforms this season, I know he got an extension and everything, but he's not winning any popularity contests yet here in Wisconsin.
No. In an ever more, you know, competitive Big Ten.
Yeah. Let's talk about Packers mini camp, including a very noteworthy departure.
Yeah, Jaire Alexander. The Packers ended up releasing him. So the timeline to this thing was And there's some people that are disputing, but The Athletic did some excellent reporting. Look, they got to the end of the season, and Brian Goodikin sits down with Russ Ball, his director of finance, and they say, you know, okay, look, this guy is supposed to be one of the highest paid corners, up to $17 million this year. He's missed, you know, over half the games the last 2 years, three of the last four. We're not paying that this year. We're not. So we're going to be telling them we want them to take a haircut, or we're gonna move on. And Jair's agent said, no, you're not. We're under contract. We've got a great player here. You know that. And so it just sat there. It wasn't contentious. And Goodikins came to us at practice on Tuesday morning after they'd released him and said, hey, guys, come on over here. Let's talk. So we went into a little garage and talked to him for about 6 or 7 minutes. And he said, yeah, it's not like it's been a day-to-day drama the last 3 months. We set our number, our walk-away number. They had their stance. And he said, you know what, we talked to Jair. I met with Jair in person on Sunday when he came into camp and reported. So, you know, it's like the two sides were talking. But Jair's like, okay, fine, then release me. And he's confident his agent will find him another spot in the NFL and be able to get the money that he feels he deserves. And they turn the page and move on. So the other thing about, you know, minicamp, and of course the Packers, you know, packed a parachute for this when they picked up a veteran, Nate Hobbs, out of the Raiders. They got Keyshawn Nixon moving the corner. They brought in Mecole Hardman, who'd won 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to be their kick and punt returner. At least that's what the feeling is right now. But, you know, Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, was standing next to me in the sidelines the other day. He says, do you think number 6, you know, Hardman can actually make the team as a receiver here? Because they're so deep at receiver now. And just as he said that, Jordan Love lines up on 11-on-11, drops back to pass, and wings one 60 yards in the air. Bam! Bingo, and he hits Mecole Hardman, the former Chief, in stride for like a 70-yard touchdown pass. And I said, I think so, Aaron. I think he's going to make the team.
Nice timing there. And then speaking of Jordan Love, let's talk about Love and marriage. Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers' marriage, not to each other separately, but Jordan mm-hmm. Jordan Love's got one coming up.
Yeah, we know about Aaron is he's got a ring on his finger. I think somebody, you know, in the paparazzis has tracked it down. But, you know, Jordan during the Super Bowl, we saw him down in New Orleans during the Super Bowl. He's doing some appearances. And he said, Ronica and I, you know, set a date. They got engaged last year in Italy. So I asked him, they brought him back in the other day. And so they said, questions? And everyone's looking. And they said, Mike, you asked the first question. I said, when's the wedding? He laughed. He said, it's actually coming up. So we get done with these in a couple of weeks. And they're going to have the In-N-Out burger truck at his wedding. So, yeah, he and Ronica are going to get it. The big story, that I think that's so cool, right?
Yes.
The big story, though, that you're going to see from Green Bay is the transition. Mark Murphy, after 17 years, is stepping down as Packers president and CEO. And I've been invited now. This is pretty cool, to a meeting with Ed Policy next week. He's been here 12 years, but he's taken over this summer at the shareholders meeting on the 25th of July. So it's regime change, you know, a new era on top. And you know what? So it reminded me, Pat, remember when Bob Harlan said, you know, I hate to do this, but we've got to move on. We've got to keep up with the other teams. And that he lobbied and got the atrium built, but they had to tear down that old office building. It was the north end of Lambeau Field, the office where Lombardi was and where Holmgren was and all. And just before they tore it down, Mike Sherman, who'd become a Packer historian, head coach at the time, like this is around 2000, said, whoa, wait a minute. I want you guys to save this door. When you move the head coach's office now up to the atrium, I want the Lombardi office door. Ooh. In that office. So I thought that was such a cool move. And now that's already been 25 years ago. 2 years ago, or a year ago, they built a whole new football operations thing where they got Gutekunst, LaFleur, all of his coaching staff, and the players' locker room over there. And they've got this locker room renovation going on. So there's more construction going on. And I said, oh, I wonder when they moved the LaFleur office about a year ago, if they remember to save that door. And the facilities guy came over and told me, he says, yep, he's got the Lombardi door. I thought that
okay.
was
okay. Cool. Okay. It's not in, cool. not in a dumpster someplace. Mike Clemens.
It's thrown out by remodeling guys, yeah.
No, and it's prone to happening. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Thank you, too. Hey, a local update is next for many of you. Others will stick around here with me and Kristen Lively for a final few minutes before we get the weekend started. Again, Monday, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward and author Laura Bird. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for Agriculture Night, Saturday, June 14th at 6:35. Presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center, Agriculture Appreciation Night features farming equipment, displays, and exhibits to show the impact of agriculture on our everyday lives. Specialty Ag Day jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game. Rafters Baseball Agriculture Night, June 14th at Winter Field, presented by Food and Farm Exploration Center.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
We kick things off with our great friends from the South Hill County Humane Society, Denise, joining us with our Pet of the Week. A big thank you to our friends at Milltown Coffee Shop, mm-hmm. sponsoring this segment. Appreciate them over there. Denise, how you doing?
I'm really great. Thanks. How are you guys?
Doing good. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for being here today. We were in our pregame talking a little bit, and we were going to talk about some of the things going on over at the shop. And that you mentioned something about surgeries today that was really caught in Seth's ear.
We with our grant that we got to make additions and improvements to our facility, we do have a medical surgical suite now. So our part-time vet, our traveling vet that comes, is going to be doing surgeries in-house today for the first time, and we're very excited about that.
What is
amazing?
So I think off on the surface, we can kind of gather what that means and what it certainly means for the staff of the animals. Mm-hmm. But is this something where if there is something that is time sensitive, a surgery that needs to be done sooner than later or something like that,
yes.
that can be done now? That can be or something within reason like that?
Something within reason, yes. If it's time sensitive, our vet is only there every other Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we would still continue to use our partner facilities like Portage County, Clark County, Adams County, for those veterinary services. But for the spays and neuters and simple things like that, extractions, we can do it in-house now. We're pretty excited
That's
to take
really
that
cool.
stuff.
Yeah.
And that seems like financially seems like a really helpful thing as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that cool?
Yeah.
That's really great to hear.
Great
very,
news.
Very cool.
Thank
to hear.
You.
And a big thank you to them. That's great. We appreciate them being a part of things over there.
Yeah.
And of course, Denise, it is always kitten season.
Yes.
But it feels like it is a lot of the time. So with that, we want to remind everybody out there, if you're looking for ways to impact your community, help our Humane Society, could always use some certain kitten stuff.
Yep, absolutely. We need kitten litter or litter, general kitten food. And then we're in need of distilled water this week because of the start of surgeries. A lot of that equipment requires distilled water,
right?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
So we're buying it by the gallon. If you have extra, drop it off for us.
Not one of those ones we would have thought of right away.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, well, it's a good one, though, too. Also want to remind everybody out there that as it's getting nicer out, we know that dog walking and things like that over at the Humane Society are very popular and
Correct.
People like to be a part of and everything. And by that, I mean me.
Yeah.
No, but there's others out there, too.
Right, right of course.
When it comes to that, Denise, if somebody has not heard about that or knows much about that, mm-hmm. would like to learn more or even be a part of it, how can they do that?
Go on the website under Get Involved. There's a volunteer application they can complete. If there's any issues and you aren't able to access it, just give us a call. We can walk you through it. We can get you signed up through our volunteer coordinator, and she will make sure that you have the proper materials and orientation and get you in there walking dogs or cats.
My fur brother, Sam, my parents got a nice backyard, mm-hmm. and he at night likes to go, just barking at things that are
of
moving
course.
Around back
yeah.
there. And I have a feeling that Sam is trying to invite them in. Deer, squirrels,
right, yeah.
there was a bear back there once. I'm pretty sure Sam, if he could open the door, is just trying to invite them in.
Sure.
Let his friends in.
They
yes.
want to play, right?
Yeah. It's a good thing he can't work the locks. But it got me thinking about something. And this came up years ago, and I just thought it would be good to kind of bring up one more time about when you come across wildlife and where to go for assistance with those things. Because our Humane Society is amazing. They do a lot of great things over there, but that's not really your guys' wheelhouse. That's sure. not really your department.
Correct. You can always call us, and we will give you the appropriate rescues or people to contact for that. Depending on the wildlife, what it is, if you find something injured, give us a call.
Yeah.
Or call our on-call phone if it's after hours, and we will guide you through it and give you the appropriate person to contact.
Nice.
Appreciate that, Denise. Mm-hmm. All right. I have made the audience wait long enough. Who is our pet of the week?
Buford. He is a big boy. He's got the body of a mastiff, and
Whoa.
He has the eyes of a husky. So he's like fawn colored, but he has these ice blue eyes.
Wow.
He's just spectacular. He's a big dog, though. He's young, maybe 2 years old, 2 to 3. He came in as a stray, so we don't have a lot of information on him other than that he's a very nice dog. He's calm. He doesn't bark. He howls like a husky. but he's so far so good. Good around other dogs. We haven't exposed him to cats yet, but if you're looking for a big dog with a big heart, he's your guy.
There you go.
I don't do this enough, and it's a shame on me. You are so good at describing these animals. I've gone back and heard previous interviews. I cannot tell you how good you are at this.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot of help.
It would take me 20 hours to even get like half of that. And you describe Buford perfectly. That is exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He has
you.
Got the body of a mastiff.
He does.
That, I don't know if I've ever seen that. He's a handsome
he's
dog.
He's interesting looking, yeah. And
yeah.
Our kennel manager puts these descriptions together, so I cannot take credit.
Both
I have a lot of help.
Both of you, that because you don't have any notes in front of you, so I mean that's pretty good.
Thanks.
You guys do a great job of this. The descriptions.
Thank
and
you.
Buford.
We have to.
Buford seems like a very sweet dog too.
He is. He is. He's big, but he's very sweet and calm. And he doesn't jump. He doesn't really pull on the leash. He's pretty good.
The bigger they are, the harder you fall for them.
That's right.
The harder you fall for them.
Absolutely.
It always seems to be. Now, also, I don't see an age on Buford.
I think
we're unsure.
He's young.
Yeah.
Around 2. two, but they haven't posted that yet. But he's pretty young, according to his teeth.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. And any other notes on Buford? Certainly has his shots.
Yep, he was just neutered this week, so he is ready to go.
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we want to encourage you to find out more about not only Buford, but all these amazing animals over at the Humane Society. Get them before I do. just reach out to the Humane Society to find out more. And keep in mind, everybody, if you are on the fence about something and you have concerns or questions or anything, maybe you're not sure if the animal would work with your other animals or with your kids, or you're a little bit older. I've talked to a couple of neighbors and my parents about this, and one of the neighbors have a great dog, but they're thinking of maybe getting another one because he's getting older, and they're uncertain because they're not as mobile. So talking about things like that, talk it out with the Humane Society.
Yep, absolutely, we have all the knowledge of all these dogs and how they will fit, and the right questions to ask to make sure they're a right fit for your family. So yeah, give us a call, stop in, we're happy to help.
Reach out to them anytime. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to reach out to them or at their location, 3621 64th Street North here in Wisconsin Rapids, and bookmark their webpage, swchs.com, swchs.com. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on everything going on over there and to reach out to the Humane Society. Denise, thanks so much for the time.
This is locally grown radio,
WFHR. 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been holding talks with world leaders after conducting airstrikes on Iran that are raising fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. Tehran has responded. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
So far, they fired 200 drones. Most of them have been shot down, but we can expect ballistic missiles to be headed this way.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The president this morning says he warned Iran a potential Israeli military strike on the country would be much worse than anything they know, anticipated, or were told, because Israel uses American military equipment and, quote, they know how to use it.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says economic fallout is a possibility.
If the conflict leads to a sustained period of higher oil prices, there are going to be long-term inflationary impacts.
Dow futures down 513 just ahead of the open. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.